Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2-2 is driven high and deep to left field. This thing is absolutely crushed. It's going to leave everything into the back row of the monster seats, and it's a leadoff homer to Neto. He's only hit one homer in 34 games here. The 3-1 is number two. This thing is pounded way back to left center field. Adios. Are you kidding me? One of the biggest home runs you'll ever see at Fenway Park, and one of the game's greats just lifted off. Dad, here's another homer. Adele launches one way out of here onto Lansdowne. The third massive big fly. The 1-1 is sky deep into right field. Back when it's Soler at the warning track on the run, he's there to make the play. And the ball game is over. The Red Sox come up just short, but in the end, the six runs in the first inning told the story of this game.
Oi, come on. The first time there's ever been three home runs in the first inning at Fenway.
I'm shocked by that.
That was stunning.
I feel like that's happened before. The Red Sox have had a lot of bad starters.
Was it just the opponent? Was that ever in the first inning?
Visiting team.
Visiting team. Thank you, Nick. That's still shocking.
Still, They've had a bunch of bums.
That's a wild stat.
So Richard Fitz in the record books. Yeah. He didn't have it last night. His stuff just wasn't moving the way he'd like it to.
He didn't have it last night.
He gets his face ripped off.
Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Braves, and then they come home. Yeah. It's a bad Angels team. You're like, maybe? Maybe?
Here's another homer.
And, of course, they can't even.
Oh, God. Here's another homer.
Oh, God.
They don't just lose, Keith.
No.
They don't just lose a game. They give themselves really no chance. I know they got back in the game.
They did. They stormed back.
They made it a 6-5 ball game. Yep. Trevor Story had an opportunity and struck out. Carlos Narvaez in the sixth inning had an opportunity with the bases loaded, grounded out. So they had their chance. They never really had a real chance after that, unless you count the line out by Romy Gonzalez in the ninth as a real chance off old friend, I believe will be on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, if I had to wager on it, Kenley Jansen.
I bet he will be, yeah.
The Red Sox come back home, and they give themselves no shot by giving up 3 homers and 6 runs in the first inning. Fitz gave you one whole inning. And then he was out of the game.
Got to see Mike Trout sock a dinger.
It's nice.
As a baseball fan, there's that. He's healthy, hitting home runs.
So hasn't landed yet.
No, that thing was absolutely laced. But yeah, no, that was a tough one. How about your guy Trevor Story? How'd he do after the hot weekend? Back to normal.
Big strikeout. Well, that's your guy, Trevor Story.
Not my
Story.
Guy.
Big strikeout in a big spot last night.
Yeah, 0 for 4, 2 Ks. Mm-hmm. And so I know they had that lengthy review to see if he got a hit. That was another part of the game. Like, we don't need that.
No.
That took forever for nothing.
So that's the Red Sox on the field.
Back to where they're at, 4 games under .500.
More of the same out of them. What were you telling me, Nick? They have the same. They're the same amount of games out of first place this year, roughly, as they were a year ago on June 3rd, as they were the year prior on June 3rd. They're basically in the exact same spot.
The last 3 years have been basically the same spot.
Spider-Man meme.
So
2023, 2024, 2025.
So their Spider-Man meme. Record is worse, but they're the same games out, roughly.
Yeah, because the American League's not very good.
It's not. And they added Bregman, who I know is hurt, Crochet, who's in the mix for the Cy Young, and Chapman, who's been lights out.
And they added three all-stars.
And they're no better off than they've been.
Yeah.
So let's start with this, and then we can circle back to some of the stuff that happened pregame yesterday.
Okay.
Jeff Passan had an update today. Early trade deadline preview for all 30 teams. And he broke them down into different groups. Mm-hmm. Buyers, sellers. The Red Sox were in the tweener group.
Classic Red Sox. They've been there for quite a long time.
It's add over here and sell over there and bring in this piece and peel off that piece. And it's right back where they've been.
Yeah.
Passan writes, the objective is to have the whole be as good as the sum of its parts. The best player potentially available is Walker Buehler, which...
I don't really understand that. No, but then he gets in it, so he starts with that. But then if you read the rest of it, adds better players.
Our teams, so I agree with that.
I was like, what is this story? So he just, it's like two paragraphs on every team.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, this is a guy teams would want. And you're like, they would? So and then he names like five other guys, and you're like, yeah, they'd rather have those guys.
So here, it's a good point. Here's the body of it, right? He says what to know. The Red Sox shouldn't be under 500. Agreed. Everybody who says it's a talent issue with the Red Sox, it's not a talent issue. This is like a chemistry dysfunction issue. It's not a talent issue. Passan says, regardless of the wounds, both external and self-inflicted, they're replete with enough talent to secure an AL playoff spot, rather. If the ugliness continues, though, turning an eye towards 2026 is on the table.
Oof.
They've got an attractive array of players. Buehler or Lucas Giolito for the rotation. I don't know how attractive they are.
No.
Aroldis Chapman at the back end of the bullpen. That's somebody you could definitely get something for if you're selling.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Brennan Bernardino or Justin Wilson for teams that need left-hand relievers. Outfielder Rob Refsnyder is above league average over the last 2 years. He punishes left-handed pitching. He says the question is whether Boston considers going bigger. With the paucity of impact players available, one GM suggested the Red Sox could entertain the idea of moving Jaron Duran or Willy Abreu. More on that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
They have ample outfield depth, especially with Roman Anthony ready for the big leagues, and although dealing at the deadline limits teams compared to the winter, the July market craves high-end talent, and Boston has it. So one GM suggested Jaron Duran. We talked about trade rumors involving him
Padres
yesterday.
Want him.
Or Abreu. Who would you move out of those two?
Abreu.
Me too. Yeah. I don't think it's close.
No. Abreu had a real hot start. I think Abreu is a good player. I think he's good. Like, I think we undervalue maybe Willy Abreu. He's a good defensive right fielder.
I 1,000% did. So he's better than I thought. I'd still move him before Jaron Duran. And I think you could get something good for Willy Abreu.
Yeah. But I don't know why they're... There seems to be like a pushback of having an outfield of Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, Willy Abreu. And is it so you can squeeze Seydon Rafaela and his good defensive center field play out there? Like, I feel like he would be better suited to play all the spots, maybe play short or second base right now. Like, you might even need him at second base for right now. I wouldn't trade either one of those guys. There's a chance for it to be a super cheap yet super productive outfield for the next 3 years. You'd pay those guys peanuts. Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, and Willy Abreu. You're not paying them anything.
No.
And then you're paying big bucks to guys like Devers and Crochet, and then you sort of take that and you have a nice run. Like, you could even add another 2-year starting pitcher for crazy money, and your team payroll wouldn't be that high. I'm not getting rid of any of those outfield. I don't see the need to get to do that.
So I'm not really itching to do that either. However, and I said this yesterday, I'd listen on Duran. I don't really love the match with San Diego, but I'd listen on Duran. If I'm getting a high-level pitcher and now my roster fits together better because Abreu's in right and Anthony is wherever, left, I guess,
yeah,
and you can leave Rafaela in center field, I'm open to that, but I need better than,
what's the return,
than what I think I'm getting from San Diego. I'm open to that with Abreu as well. And so it's like, okay, we have a glut of outfielders, if you will. I don't know that they're exactly, all-star out there. Rafael is good defensively.
Yeah.
But
you know what
Abreu's
on pace for?
He also can play the infield and be a utility player. What on pace for average-wise?
Home run-wise.
30?
Yeah, 34.
Yeah.
I mean, if he hits 34 home runs, like at the end of the year, you might look at him a little bit differently.
30 homers and he's a Gold Glover.
Yeah.
And like the average has come down quite a bit, but that's fine.
I know he's a Gold Glover, but.
Say it again?
I know he's a Gold Glover, but I always get the sense like Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley felt like there were better defensive players than Willy Abreu. I mean,
Rafaela feels like he's a better defensive player.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really.
The arm on Abreu is really legit.
Oh, it's awesome. He had that great throw out earlier in the season.
The arm is really legit.
I don't know if that's like a little bit overrated, but whatever. He's a good, solid player. You're not giving him away. But I'm also, I'm not trading him to like create a spot for Roman Anthony. I think there is a spot already for Roman Anthony.
No,
my problem.
I agree with you. I'm not trading him for prospects, same as Duran. Yeah. I would want an actual player to help the big club and again, balance out my roster. They need pitching.
Yeah.
If I can trade Abreu for, this is one of the things we were talking about all offseason. Abreu to the Mariners for one of their pitchers. Great.
I would do that.
Duran to the Mariners for, depending on the pitcher.
Which pitcher, though? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that was like Casas at the beginning of the year, right? It was like, you wouldn't trade for me. All the pitchers, but one of them.
Oh, yeah, right. Casas was on that list as well. So I would entertain deals like that. I'm not saying Duran's off the table and I won't trade him for anything. Abreu I'm more open to. But those are the names pass and mention. Speaking of San Diego, Dennis Lynn of The Athletic went on the Odyssey station in San Diego.
Nice.
I believe they're also 93.7, if I'm not mistaken.
How about that? Good synergy.
Yeah.
You misspoke.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time. And so let me hear from Dennis Lynn, because I think it's interesting, not just about the Padres and their interest level in Duran, but the Red Sox appetite to maybe trade Duran.
I mean, I think there's been, I don't know if it's called stuff behind the scenes, but yeah, I mean, without being too specific, I think they are willing to, you know, listen to, you know, legitimately listen this summer to trade offers for him. And they do still want to compete. So it's going to have to be a really good return, given that, you know, he was basically an MVP candidate, or at least a candidate for runner up behind Aaron Judge last summer. But yeah, I think, I mean, Roman Anthony, they need to find a spot for him. They've got other outfielders, and I think as far as return, I don't know exactly what they would be looking for if they do, seriously go down this road, but they could probably use some relief help with the push fighters can offer. They could use help at first base, obviously, with the Devers not flying over there. And maybe it's not just a total prospect package, because they're looking to compete, obviously, and there's a lot of pressure on that front office right now to, maybe shake things up in a bit. So I think if they're going to shake things up, trading the guy who was an MVP candidate last year would be a big step, but I think it's something they're willing to listen to.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on in the background.
What is happening to this guy? Is he all right? Is he safe?
And it's 97.3 in San Diego, not 93.7.
Close.
Odyssey Station there. So he says a couple of things that interest me beyond what's going on in the background.
Very distracted.
Number one, he's making it sound like the Red Sox have an appetite to move him and make changes. Because, number two, there's pressure on that front office. And it's like, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Another GM in trouble here in Boston. And that's his read on the situation. He also says they'd be looking for big leaguers, not necessarily a package of prospects, which is what I would want in return if the Red Sox are going to make a deal like this.
Yeah, I think I was frustrated at the time, but a couple years ago, they acquired some prospects, including Willier Abreu. Like, that was the time to do it. And now your system is loaded. And you really only had to trade, one and a half really good prospects to get Garrett Crochet. I mean, one stud, another guy who's probably projecting to be pretty good. But you still kept your young guy. Like, you're looking for spots for them. So all I need is some, double-A stud to come in here next. You need major leaguers. So he's right. Like, maybe you do need you do need a first baseman. You might want to add to the rotation. But it's funny, because then when you compare it to Jeff Passan's sort of write-up on the team, it's like they need to play better, because how can you have two starters that other teams might want? You might have three relievers that other teams might want, and yet on the other side you need a reliever and you need a starter. It's like you have these guys, they're just underperforming right now.
No, it's a good point. So right, how that what
why I'm confused now.
I don't think Buehler and Giolito have a ton of value. You might be able to move.
No.
Contenders may want them, but I don't think you're going to get a big return for them, right?
No, that's a classic deadline day.
Same thing with Chapman.
Yeah.
Contenders may want him, and Wilson and guys like this, Bernardino, contenders may want them. They'd be useful on playoff teams. What are they giving you? Like a lottery ticket prospect? You're not going to get much.
If Chapman keeps pitching well, if you get a couple teams bidding against each other, you might do well there.
Abreu and Duran have, that's real value. Like, that's the kind of thing where you could get a big league starter. You could get, a handful of prospects, like useful prospects, not just lottery tickets, single A, roll the dice on them, real useful players. But that's, I wouldn't want the package of prospects. I would want to improve the big league roster,
but
and I'd like
again,
to improve the starting rotation.
Yeah, but once again, we're trending towards being in the exact same situation as the last couple of years, where you say, are you a buyer or are you a seller? And one of Heim Bloom's biggest issues was he couldn't tell. He didn't know. He wasn't committed either way. That, I think, cost him his job more than anything else. Like, more than even just being a scapegoat, which was part of it. It was, what are you doing here? Are you adding a first baseman finally, like an Eric Hosmer, but then you're getting rid of the starting catcher in Vasquez? Like, which lane are you in? Then you hold on to guys like Bogarts and watch them just like walk away. And JD Martinez, you don't Evaldi, you don't trade any of those guys. So that was a mess. So now if Breslow's in the same situation this year, last year he made trades. All those guys stunk. He added two relievers that were trash relievers.
They were so bad.
He brought back James Paxton, who got hurt immediately.
What were their names? Speaking of random baseball players.
Was Lucas Sims.
Oh, yeah, from the Reds.
Good one.
And then they got a guy from the Angels.
Yeah.
Who were they? They were so bad.
Horrible players.
They were so bad.
Horrible players.
And then you watch the clubhouse, and they're like, we got our righty stick, Danny Jansen.
It was Danny Jansen. They got a backup catcher, and they're like,
we got our man.
I was like, you got Danny Jansen. So they like at least made moves, so you had to sort of give him credit for it.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually quoted in the clubhouse saying something
similar.
Luis
Garcia was the other one.
Luis Garcia.
I was like, well, they made moves.
Yeah.
Like, clearly not all excited about it, but and maybe that's why I don't have my City Connect jersey. But they traded for, they brought in Quinn Priester, who they already flipped. They also brought him in. So it was a somewhat active deadline, but it was very strange. It was like no big play. They didn't bring in any big-time player. And so this year, same thing. Right now, though, you're four games under 500. Why would you bring in a big-name player? So maybe this is where the conversation turns to, if you're actually a seller, sell. Or like, you know, what is your plan? Are you just going to have the trade deadline come and go and you keep the roster the same?
So what should the Red Sox do? It sounds like they got one foot in one door, one foot out the other. What are they doing with Jarren Duran and Willie Abreu? Jeff Passan says they could listen on each. 617-779-7937. We got a Tier Tuesday coming up about 10 minutes from now. Real quick, Keith, let's go through all of what happened before the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah, what a treat.
Rafael Devers was out on the field for the first time since May, taking grounders. He had a mitt on at first base. He eventually shifted over and took grounders at shortstop.
That'd be a good exercise.
Alex Cora was asked about Devers taking grounders, and he said, I had no idea that was happening.
Of course.
Great.
I mean, either he's lying again, which he has a track record of lying, or he is just has no idea what's going on, which is also a possibility.
Yeah, right. Either he's not telling the truth, I had no idea, or Devers is going out there trolling everybody, or he's doing it on his own, or whatever. They're also bagging out of the Christian Campbell plan at first base. Cora said Campbell won't be playing first base as much of a priority now that Romy Gonzalez is back in the fold.
So that answer to me is stupid, but I actually get the Campbell thing now. So Campbell was my first choice when Casas went down. That was the guy I was like, put him over at first base and figure it out. But part of that plan was call up Marcelo Meyer, have him play second. Well, in that time in between, Bregman gets hurt. So Meyer's playing every day at third. So now there's less of a need for me to move Campbell to first, a position he's never played, when your answer is now more David Hamilton, more whatever scrubby second baseman you're going
to
find.
Somebody has to go to second.
And, like, Campbell's not even hitting. So, like, if Campbell was hitting, it would also change things. But right now you're like, Abraham Toro might be giving you more at the plate than either Campbell himself or certainly David Hamilton is. So I'm okay with it. It's just kind of funny. Like, it's very consistent with the Red Sox this season, where one day Campbell's going to play first, the next day he's not, the next day he is, it's going to be this series, now he's not, now he's actually not even at all going to play first. Like, he was taking grounders over there at one point. Like, so they were working him out at first base, so he was spending some time playing first base, but now I think based on your roster construction, it's kind of unnecessary.
So my hope was that, wait a minute, I'm connecting all these dots yesterday as it's all coming out in real time leading up to the game. I'm like, oh, the Campbell experiment at first base is done. They bagged out of it Sunday in Atlanta. Now Cora says that's not the plan going forward. Devers has a mitt. He's at first base. Cora left the door open. I'm like, here we go. Devers is actually going to go and move to first base.
No.
Wrong.
No, he's not doing that.
He's just making a big fat joke about it by going out there and
he's like, let's keep talking about
standing at first base with a glove and then going and taking grounders at short. So he's just
a little small. He might have gotten it from Dix.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah.
So he's out there having fun trolling, which on some level I respect.
You like a good
but,
troll?
But he's out there and he's making a big joke out of this for what?
I mean, to laugh at us, I guess?
So
or
I mean,
mock Craig Breslow?
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
You know, hey, guys, this will be funny. Everybody says I won't go out there and take grounders, so I'm going to go take them at short. And I'm going to stand at first with a glove.
Ha ha ha.
I'd love to see him at short for a game. That'd be awesome.
Who would you rather see at short, Trevor Story or Rafi Devers?
At this point, Devers.
I think it might be Devers.
Yeah, you're looking for entertainment value at this point. We haven't really seen much.
I think out of those options, it would be Rafael Devers. So a lot happened before and after the game yesterday. Oh, and sandwiched in the middle, just in case you thought the Red Sox had any momentum, taking 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. Wrong. They lose again and continue to circle the toilet. So should they sell? Who's on the table? If they sell, is it Duran? Is it Willie Abreu? Rafael Devers trolling the fan base and maybe his bosses and the Christian Campbell experiment at first done.
I think and they lose again. Toss that in. Yeah. Just like, don't worry. Like the little 2 out of 3 against Atlanta, like that's over. Trevor Story's little hot streak, that's already over.
Yeah.
And they got Bayo going tonight, right?
It's the Red Sox. At least it's a night game for Brian Bayo.
True.
Better
Should
sign.
Should do a lot better.
You don't want him out there during the day. 617-779-7937. We'll get to a media feud, a Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson-based media feud.
All of a sudden, there's like
a lot of good beefs.
3 or 4 media on media feuds.
Maybe we should have
got to pick sides.
Maybe we should have tiered media beefs, Keith. Maybe that's what we should have done.
Okay. Do that.
But we'll get to these media beefs coming up. End of the hour. It's a tier Tuesday with the NBA finals a couple of days away. Stanley Cup final beginning tomorrow. We figure we would tier off the top team titles in sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What do we got on a Tier Tuesday today?
All right, we're going to tier team titles. So this is the best way I think I can describe it.
Team titles.
So the championship, always the most important thing in team sports, but some of these championships are more important than others.
Yes.
Right? Just from like the fan looking from the outside, the championship in, say, the Super Bowl versus the World Series trophy versus the Stanley Cup versus on down the line. We're going to have several of these.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now, to start out, we're going to have three tiers. We can always add or subtract tiers as need be. Top tier, GOAT.
The GOAT!
The GOAT tier. This is the greatest of all time.
I feel like
we use that a lot.
We use it a lot. Yeah. It's on brand, but it's very necessary.
It is. It's important for this. And so which titles will find their way into the GOAT tier? Second tier down, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, like it's not GOAT.
GOAT, but it's pretty good.
You're going to be pretty happy with it.
Pretty good.
And then finally, the last one, we're all winners. So you're still a champion. You're at the top of your field. It's just we don't really recognize it as much as maybe the other
it's
ones.
It's very Larry David forward, these tiers, is what they
it
are.
It is very Larry heavy. That is true. Huh. So I think that should work.
I like it.
All right, and then we'll have Billy throw out the leagues or the titles, and we'll put them into tiers.
Sounds good.
All right,
first up, Major League Baseball.
All right, World Series trophy. You play 162 games.
Now, again, we're not talking. But then, you're saying trophy. We're not talking just the trophy. We're talking about the team title, or that's a part of it.
No, include that if you'd like.
Include the actual the trophy.
Okay. The World Series trophy, but the accomplishment of winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you play an absolute marathon of a regular season, but then year in and year out, the playoffs, which they've added teams to, ends up just being a crapshoot, and it's not even the best team from the regular season.
Pretty good.
You go on. I think it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's cool. Like, yeah, you won the World Series.
Here's how I'm settling on the World Series.
Okay.
Is it the GOAT?
No.
Right. So it's got to be pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But I mean, it's not like, hey, you're all winners.
No, it's not. No, well, you might think that, but wait.
Give the Dodgers.
We got some that
World Series.
You'll understand that tier coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, a dangerous looking trophy.
Yeah, very jagged.
It looks like if you could murder anybody with one of these trophies, it'd be the World Series trophy.
Not to make another Seinfeld Larry David reference, please. But you know, when Costanza's dragging that thing around in his car, you hope it's not catching anybody's leg or ankle.
That's
or
a good
anything,
point.
Because it'll catch up.
All right, so we'll go with
pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
NFL.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's the GOAT.
I think it has to be the GOAT.
I mean, that's everybody
like
watches
the
it.
Super Bowl. And in fact, it's so good that everything else is the Super Bowl of that sport.
Yeah.
This week, you're going to have the NBA Super Bowl, or you're going to have the NHL Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You're going to have those.
So I would say, yeah, that one has to be GOAT status.
It's got to be GOAT.
Self-explanatory. Yeah. What else, Billy?
NBA.
All right, NBA title.
Well, this one might be a we're all winners, but this matchup this year. This matchup
in particular, yeah.
But in general?
When the Celtics won it, I looked at that like, oh, that's
not the GOAT, though.
You don't think it's the GOAT?
The GOAT?
Mm.
No.
I mean, it's not
pretty.
You think pretty good?
I think
NBA title?
Yeah.
The Larry O'Brien?
I think the trophy.
The Larry O'Brien?
I think the trophy brings it down a little bit, quite frankly.
It's not a great trophy.
You want to go pretty?
Yeah, let's go pretty good.
Okay. Pretty good.
If you're arguing for GOAT, we can have Billy break the tie.
No, I'm not arguing for GOAT.
Okay.
I don't think I am. No. Also, for a while, it was a title that you could just seemingly win consecutive years, like no problem. Now that's changed.
It is.
That's changed. Now there's a little bit more parity there.
Although I do like the idea that, like, no teams in the second apron will win championships. Like, I saw Jay Williams talking about this the other day. It's the Celtics just did.
I wouldn't necessarily listen to Jay Williams.
But I tend to think it is a championship that if you're willing to spend a lot of money, Wick's dad,
yep,
then it still is a championship that you can go buy.
Jay Williams, the guy that thought Ime Udoka was the first black head coach of the Celtics,
correct.
Just to be clear?
Okay. Yes.
Not Jay Williams?
Yes.
All right.
NHL.
Stanley Cup's got to be the GOAT.
Okay.
The GOAT!
Now, it does come with the creep carrying the thing around with the gloves, and he's there. He's part of no, he's not. He's the keeper of the cup. I think the Stanley Cup, though.
I agree. The trophy, not.
It's the only one you put your name on.
Is it a great championship compared to like ML? Is it any better than MLB or NBA? The championship? No. But the trophy does.
The trophy is
knock
sick.
It up a peg. You it's can drink like, out of it. You get your day with it. Your name's engraved on it. On a downside,
you can make love to it.
The keeper of the cup.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
He's there. But I think that's like an all-timer. Like you win the cup, and that seems like an absolute grind to win it.
Yeah.
So
I do feel like it's one of the easier sports to go like ride coattails and go get your name on the cup.
Oh yeah, if you're like a
fourth liner, third pair defenseman,
you
like
play 9 minutes a night, right. You're out there. Your name
it is one of those easy ones where you can really ride other great players' coattails.
But this is a team award. We can do individual awards another time.
Sure.
This is team awards.
Okay.
So all right. So Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, right now in the GOAT tier. All right.
MLS.
MLS they have a trophy for it.
You're all winners! Well,
I know the Revs have played for it. I know they've never taken one home.
They have not won it yet. The MLS Cup, I believe it is.
I think Nick nailed it. That's a we're all winners is what that is.
All right. I mean, it doesn't have the history that some of these other ones do.
No, and I think that's the biggest strike against
that's
it.
Hurting it. That's holding it back a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's...
Had there been more MLS Cups to hand out, we'd be like, oh, I remember that. But, I mean, 1996, I think, is the first time they broke into the league. So that hurts them.
We're all winners.
Yep.
Okay.
World Cup.
GOAT?
World Cup's got to be GOAT.
I think World Cup might be GOAT.
This is... The World Cup, you're putting everybody... In on this.
Yeah.
And I think you only give away one or giveaway. You only win one every 4 years, too.
Yes.
Which makes it even more special.
Well, one of the things I like is that I think all the soccer fans out there were like, you guys just hate soccer. MLS is down there. And then we hit them with the World Cup and we're like, no, it's actually
good. Oh, yeah. They don't know how to think.
No, yeah.
Head
it's like,
spinning.
We actually really respect soccer.
Yeah, yeah. It's a world's game.
It's a GOAT championship.
It is. Okay. I agree with that.
College football.
All right. So now that they have the playoff, I do like it more. Before, when it was just like, the voters being like, these are the two teams. And you're like, what? Like, why can't this undefeated team play for the title? They're like, we're not doing that. At least it's a real thing. I would probably say pretty, pretty good.
Okay,
though. That's
where I would put it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're saying before they had the college football playoff and it was just like the bowl system, you would put it on a lower tier.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was kind of arbitrary. Like, a lot of years they would get it, like, you're like, all right, those are the two teams I want. But it was like, well, you won the Big Ten, so you play in the Rose Bowl. It's like, yeah, but the Pac-10 winner stinks. Why am I playing them?
Right.
It's like, I should play, like, Florida State. They're like, no, you're not playing them.
I like the bowl system, but this is obviously a way more fair, equitable way to decide a champion. Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. I like it.
Right. College basketball.
GOAT.
One shining moment. You cut it's the greatest bracket of all time.
Okay,
the first two rounds are the GOAT.
So, but this is the problem. Now, I would make the argument that this is a GOAT championship.
It loses steam as the rounds go on. However, you cut the Nets down.
There's a real sandwich to it. It starts great.
Yeah,
the middle kind of stinks.
Right.
And then you got the bread on the outside. That is the bread the best part of the sandwich. I guess this analogy.
The bread's the best part of the sandwich.
No, the
what sandwich are you eating?
Yeah, it's not.
It's never the bread.
The analogy doesn't work. Well, there's two sides to it anyway, with the middle. And, yeah, I think the...
Like an air sandwich, maybe the bread would be the best part.
It ends well. And so okay. I do think...
Expand on that a little bit more.
I do think it's a... I would leave it on the GOAT line, though. I think it's a GOAT championship.
And I think,
but it does lose steam that middle weekend,
but because
for sure.
We all fill out the brackets and we all play in the pool, and you probably lose, but even if you're in it towards the end, am I speaking out of school here? I feel like the champion of a college basketball season, you remember... years later, more so than the college football championship.
Oh, definitely.
If you're like, who won college basketball in 2004, it'd be like UConn. If you're like, who won football in 2004, it'd be like, I think Southern Cal. Like, I really know.
Right. You can kind of ballpark it. And like in the last 10 years, you can just be like Alabama and maybe stumble your way
true.
Into it.
You could win one because there's only a few teams. But basketball, like, it just stands out more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to go GOAT tier?
I like that on GOAT. What do we have on?
Well,
we can update it in a moment. That's a busier tier than there's more on the GOAT tier than I expected.
Okay.
All right, let's keep going.
WNBA.
I think that's a we're all.
You're all winners!
I don't wanna.
Well, hold on a second.
Speak for you, Keith.
Hold on a second.
But I think that's where that belongs.
Now, similar to MLS, does not have the great history, right?
No. They weren't. Although there's a longer history than you'd assume there.
97.
Yeah.
Now, do they have a name for the trophy? This is important. If they have a name for the trophy.
Do they?
I don't know. The Houston Comets, Jones, won the first four WNBA titles.
Nice. It's coming out strong. I believe the Liberty won last year. I am aware of that.
You're right.
I think they did.
They did. The Aces had won consecutive titles.
Oh, yeah. That's Brady's team.
The Aces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brady and bought his
Liberty
way in there.
Won.
Yeah.
Cool-looking trophy, no name.
Oh, no name, but good-looking.
Okay. Do you kind of... I almost kind of respect the no-name trophy.
Well, maybe they're waiting to name it like the Cynthia Cooper Award or something.
Yeah.
Like waiting their time.
That's true.
The Lisa Leslie. Like, there's a lot
Sue
of
Bird. Yeah. Tamika Catchings.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark. Yeah, get it over with.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Caitlin Clark.
Just get there and do it. That's
true. Yeah, I'd probably put it in the
I
we're
think
all
it's a we're all winners.
That's fine.
Let's not overthink this.
Okay.
All
right.
NASCAR.
You're all winners!
What's the name of that? Sprint Cup?
Nextel?
Nextel.
No, it used to be that. So this one's a little
is
tricky.
Nextel still a thing? I think it probably is.
I don't know. They're hanging on. We sunk all our money into NASCAR.
What is it?
The Bill Francis Cup.
Bill Francis Cup.
Bill Francis?
It's like a hockey trophy.
So this one's a little, people might be saying, well, hey, this sounds kind of like an individual award as opposed to a team award. It's a team award.
Oh.
The pit crew. You got to acknowledge the pit crew, whoever owns, you so know.
Roush Fenway could
a get Roush
in there.
Fenway.
Okay, nice.
How many Haas?
How many Bill Francis do they have, Roush Fenway? They got any?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a we're all winners.
This though has a longer history, though, Jones, before you answer. 1949. Wow, the NASCAR Cup Series began?
That is a more illustrious history than I expected. Yeah. That's a we're all winners, though, if you ask me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to push back on that.
Bill? Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup. Pretty good. Is this every 2 years or every four?
No. They have the Ryder Cup, and then they stagger them. I forget what the other one is.
Oh, right. Where it's not just Europe versus U.S.
It's like versus the world, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. So you can get like your Mike Weirs in there.
Exactly. Yeah. What is the name of the other one? But no, Ryder Cup is every four.
Okay. So I do like this. You know me, country versus country stuff I'm in on. I would say it's probably pretty good, though.
Pretty good.
I think that's a good spot for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm not thinking about it all the time, but when it rolls around every 4 years, I'm pretty into it. Yeah.
Right. NBA Cup.
Trash.
Trash. Shouldn't even be included. It's an insult to the rest of the championships that are on here.
I would argue it's pretty good.
No, it's trash.
I thought about it. I thought about GOAT. No.
Tier below.
No, we're not. No, we're not
get
adding another.
It's the only one so far I've wanted to get
rid of. Add a tier. Add a tier. Do you want to add trash?
Or do you want to do a tier? Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
I mean, I'm not on board with this, but I understand most people feel that way.
Let's say get rid of it.
We're adding a tier. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Tier.
I like
the
two options left, and we're adding a tier.
I like the
NBA Cup.
I know you do. Nobody else does. Have you ever met anybody who likes the...
Nah, it's not true.
Have you met someone?
The players don't even like it.
Have I met someone? No, I don't think so.
Have you talked to anybody who likes the NBA Cup?
Did they hang a banner for it? Yeah, they did.
I bet because the league made them hang a banner.
I bet they liked it.
LeBron did.
Did they like their extra payday?
Because LeBron knew it was the last thing he was ever going to win.
Have I ever met LeBron? No, I haven't met LeBron.
No, you've seen him closely.
I stuck a microphone in his face. Never really met the man.
All right.
But okay, so we're going get rid of it.
Greg, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I don't agree with that.
All right.
Hang on. Let's break the tie again. I say GOAT. You say what?
Get rid of it.
Billy?
Get rid of it.
Okay. Yeah. I've been outvoted. But I want...
Complete different ends of the spectrum.
I want my vote to be recognized. Yeah.
So you're telling
me
the NBA Cup is better than the NBA Finals?
Yes.
And on the same level as the Stanley Cup.
It's more valuable. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Four Nations.
Ooh.
Four Nations is a lot of fun. I might vote get rid of it.
I would say
it got McAvoy hurt. Everybody got super excited because the Kachucks decided to fight somebody 60 seconds into the game. Everybody got hurt. The U.S. didn't win it. The U.S. didn't win it anyway. Curly's still so annoying about it. So I say get rid of it.
So you map out a pretty good reasoning behind that.
Thank you.
Was a lot of fun, though. I liked it. It's country versus country, but to Bill's point, it's only four countries. Russia might be the second best country at hockey. They're not even included in it.
Improve it.
I think it's a we're all winners.
Oh.
But if you want to say get rid of it, I don't know. You did get caught up in it. U.S. versus Canada was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so get rid of it.
When the Kachucks were pummeling people 1 minute,
that was awesome.
But that was just about
you
the pummeling.
In here, you guys were dressed.
But that was
yeah. You did dress like a
champion USA.
A USA hole.
I was swept up in the moment, but I will say
you wore a flag and nothing else. That's a problem.
I don't think anybody liked it more than you did.
Yeah, you were in on it.
My official vote is get rid of it.
I'm going to say
we flew too close to the sun. It will never be topped.
It was very good.
Your vote is we're all winners, Billy.
We're all winners.
I'm going to go with we're all winners.
Okay.
You make this an 18 thing and it gets a bump.
Yeah, right. You add more teams to it. That's why I like the Olympics. Olympic hockey would be really high.
It would be. So many people are submitting. President's Cup is the other one. They stagger President's Cup every 4 years.
This is Ryder Cup's too.
Ryder Cup.
This text, but they're wrong. Oh, President's Cup's the other one, though.
Yes. Okay. I believe so. I mean, perhaps I have that wrong. Oh, there we go. Good job.
This guy is Jones wrapped up in a bald eagle sweater and a flag. He's like, I hate the Four Nations. This is stupid.
Get rid of it.
And a bald eagle omelet for breakfast.
People are also suggesting, what about Belmont Stakes, things like this? No.
We'll get to the individual awards another time.
I think that's going to be a separate tiers.
Maybe next week we could do individual awards.
Okay, I like it.
Well, something else comes up.
Masters.
Wimbledon.
I love Wimbledon.
Yep.
Yeah, hot dog eating contest. Things like this.
If you could win that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now
so
the chestnut's out of the game.
Where did we land on these tiers? I am just lashing out about the NBA
right,
Cup. I was
tier.
Lashing out at the Four Nations.
For
about
tier.
The rock flag and eagle.
Team title tiers, the GOAT tier, the NFL, NHL, World Cup, college basketball. Those are the four most important titles.
Pretty good.
The pretty good ones would be Major League Baseball, the NBA Finals, college football, and the Ryder Cup. We're all winners. MLS, WNBA, NASCAR, and Four Nations. And get rid of it, the NBA in-season tournament.
Okay. An update to this. I am wrong. It shouldn't be a shocker. Ryder Cup is every 2 years.
There you go.
So President's Cup, they stagger in addition to that, I guess?
That's so good, we don't even know when it is.
Ryder Cup is every 2 years.
Maybe we put it too high.
Yeah, maybe we did put it too high. Yeesh. Maybe we have to revise that down.
Wow. We'll have to talk to Turp and
okay.
Post.
We'll get those up on Twitch at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. I should say Tier Tuesday every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Every Tuesday we also talk to Tommy Curran, not always at the same time.
No.
That'll be 1:30 today, okay. Tommy Curran. With his thoughts on Patriots OTAs from yesterday. We will get you a key for madness at 12:45. And coming up next, I think it's worth getting to some media beefs.
Oh, yeah. They're heating up.
Including Jordan and Bill Belichick taking more victims in a media beef. We'll explain coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pablo Torre would have done a long podcast about Leo Farnsworth trying to practice with the team and then done a media tour about it afterwards.
the
die, bro. Like, I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the f- was that?
Whoa! What the f***?
Chuck's dating a girl. Oh, let me do nine shows about
it. I can't tell. Are you
settle the f down?
If this was about Jeffrey Lurie, though, would you be like, we got to get Pablo Torre on the thing,
right? Like, why are you getting
right.
him?
You don't need to do a media tour.
It was
about
a story
a
that
podcast.
Everybody was talking
That's
about,
fine.
To be fair.
Maybe do two shows about
yeah.
it.
Good rant from Bill Simmons.
It was
about Pablo Torre. I tend to agree with whoever was chirping him there. On his that's his Rewatchables podcast.
Yeah,
that
so
was?
Not to make this about me, Jones. Yeah. But I've been last few months. I've been listening to this. He's been doing this podcast for years.
Yeah,
no doubt. It's now in my rotation of podcasts.
Nice.
So he does his regular Bill Simmons show. This was on his movie podcast called The Rewatchables. So they'll pick a theme for the month and they'll grab. So they were doing Heaven Can Wait, like this old Warren Beatty movie. So they were doing that. But like within that, every once in a while they'll bring stuff up. They'll make fun of ESPN for stuff. So he was on this one, I think, was Van Lathan and Chris Ryan. And
okay.
So they brought up the Pablo Torre thing, and those guys kind of pushed back a little bit.
So
but it was funny.
Whoever was chirping Bill is right. It's like, wouldn't this is your team and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, you're clearly
and so
defending
like,
Bill.
And you're like, Bill's dating a girl, big deal. But you know if this was like, whatever, a team that Simmons hates, the Eagles, the Lakers, something like that. He would be wanting to talk about it. And so I think that was a fair chirp, but good rant by Bill.
It was a good rant by Bill.
He's like, move on.
I know, and also, I mean, for Bill Simmons to tell somebody to move on is pretty hilarious.
Fine.
And I'm team Bill Simmons. I like Bill Simmons. I know it's been trendy now to not like Bill Simmons, but listen, 20 years ago, I liked Dane Cook, Limp Bizkit, and Bill Simmons, and I still like Dane Cook, Bill Simmons, and Limp Bizkit, so I'm fine with that. No, I think he's funny. I did, like, but you and I, we didn't have Torre on the show, but, like, we played his stuff, and we were talking about it. It was a big story. Torre did a ton of work on it. And so Bill clearly is just a fan of Belichick, well, and therefore he's just kind of snapping back at him.
And
a little
fair,
bit.
If you want to say him being on the Ring camera and tracking down the Ring camera or the Airbnb owners
yeah,
and like
yeah.
all that's very sketchy, I actually agree with some of that. But
yeah.
this is a guy who is employed by the state of North Carolina, and it's taxpayer dollars there. And like there is a broader story going on, and I think Tory's reported on quite a bit of that I think is more relevant than Bill Simmons is letting on. Torre, by the way, clap back, if you will.
So this I don't like.
On Twitter.
This is, before you even read it, lame.
Dear at Bill Simmons.
Tough start.
Colon.
That's annoying.
What's annoying about that?
Dear at Bill Simmons.
But you got to get him on there, Keith.
But
you can't not at him because then he goes at me, bro.
Wrong? That's terrible.
Yeah,
like, that's not, a lame. That's super lame
look,
start.
I'm with you. It's not a great tweet in general.
Going.
Since you have such a strong public opinion about my work, I happen to have a few questions for you specifically. Unless you're afraid of at Pablo finds out.
Terrible.
And someone just quote unquote pretending to be a journalist, of course. Thanks, comma, Pablo.
Terrible.
You don't
so,
like that.
Horrible response. If
okay.
you want to get into a beef with Bill Simmons and you want to call him out, feel free. It's you're entitled to do that because he called you out. I just think the way he did it is so lame.
Dear Bill Simmons. Oh, were you afraid to come on my podcast?
Is that the lamest thing you've ever heard? Are you afraid to come on my podcast?
Do these two have, like, real beef?
I have no idea. They obviously crossed over. They must have, right, at
ESPN? They worked at ESPN. They had to have, like, that is what I want. I wonder if they have, like, a real issue.
But like,
and that's why Bill went off, and that's why Tory's lamely clapping
but
back.
But then also, like, pulling out his podcast and sort of, like, promoting his podcast while he's trying
to keep
this feud going.
He's begging Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
He's begging Bill Simmons to come on. He's punching up
Please,
is what
he's
doing.
Please, for the love of God, come on to my podcast.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he's going to or not. I don't think Simmons has responded to this, at least not on Twitter.
You think he should?
I don't think,
Pablo?
I think he's kind of moving on.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to Dear Pablo anything. No, I think he's just... He's probably good, but they can a real podcast fight, and it's funny. So this is one of what has turned into like a few media on media beefs. Now, one, I'm not going to get into all the specifics.
We don't even have enough time. Forget this segment, the rest of the show to get into one of these.
Robert Griffin III versus Ryan Clark from a couple weeks ago.
We would need a week to.
I spent
fully...
You would need a week to read one of Robert Griffin III's tweets. Did you see this guy?
No.
So there's no limit on Twitter if you have like a check mark.
Yeah.
So Robert Griffin III posted a video and then wrote out what he said. It was like a book. It just kept going. So long story short, Robert Griffin III had a take about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Okay.
And he was basically saying Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. Ryan Clark, no relation to Caitlin Clark, comes out and rips Robert Griffin III. And part of the rip job was like, you have a white wife. And then Robert Griffin III responds to him. Then like Le'Veon Bell from the clouds is like, hey, Ryan Clark, you have a white kid. And then I was like, what is happening? And then they both released these like sad sack responses to each other.
Is that still ongoing? Like, are they still going back and forth?
Yeah, Clark the other day posted something else about how proud he is of his daughter. And you're like, great. Like, so that was funny because they had like the meme of like the domino meme. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Caitlin Clark hard fouls Angel Reese. And it's like the tiny domino. Yeah. And then like the one at the end is like a race war between Ryan Clark and RG3. So there was that. Then another one, this isn't really a beef, but this is also worth bringing up. So Bill Simmons on his regular podcast, like the sports one, had Ryan Russillo on. I think he does a lot. And he was talking about how he thinks ESPN is going to screw up inside the NBA. And which, Bill, as a rant on it, and he might be right.
Bill is bitter about it, I'm sure, but he's probably right.
He's probably right.
Yeah.
And then Russillo deadpans. And this is where a lot of people are going back and forth because, like, you know Russillo a lot, or at least you've listened to Russillo.
Yeah.
So he deadpans. He's like, yeah, like, what if they replace Kenny Smith with Mina Kimes? And so they're all kind of, like, laughing. But then people are like, oh, would ESPN do that? And it became a whole thing. And then Mina Kimes kind of responded. But I think she also thinks it's a joke. But then everybody else from the outside, like, awful announcing.
She doesn't think it's funny.
No, that's the other thing. He's like, well, it's a non-funny joke. And you're like, all right, whatever. But, like, in the span of a week, you have, like, three of these media fights, which is good.
You should tear off some media beefs.
Yeah, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Clark, is sort of next level compared to these other two.
Yeah, what's above GOAT?
Fowler-Rappaport would be up there, too, right?
No. Schultz. Yeah, they actually literally tried to fight.
They actually fought.
Foul. Well, I don't know. Schultz challenged him to a fight.
Yeah.
Rappaport.
Schultz stepped on Rappaport, is what he did.
Rappaport ducked under a chair. I'm safe under here. Can't get me under this chair.
Okay, but now, but Bill Jordan, like, lines are getting drawn to the point where
people are fighting over it.
Media beefs are spiking up everywhere.
Pretty good.
That's a good story.
Good time.
It is. By the way, we passed June 1st. Bill Belichick and his buyout date, still as far as we know, at the University of North Carolina, has not left.
I think he's coaching the season.
They have not moved on. I also think he's coaching the season. And then he's never coaching again.
Perhaps.
That's what I think. Yep. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Patriots and OTAs. Can the Patriots rely on Steph Diggs? He's back. Is everything now in the rearview mirror as it relates to the boat and, well, his pink baggie and everything else? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.